You guys know I'm in the middle of moving. And if you've ever moved, you know it's the perfect time to hit reset. Instead of bringing the same old vibe into a new space, I've been looking for pieces that actually make it feel like home. I've probably spent way too much time building wish lists and saving favorites, and Wayfair has honestly become my go-to while pulling everything together. One thing I really like is Wayfair Verified because it gives me a little extra confidence that I'm looking at products that have been vetted for quality, functionality, and even ease of assembly. I also always check the customer reviews and real customer photos because I want to see how something actually looks in someone's home before I click buy. Whether you're moving, refreshing a room, or just looking for that one piece to pull everything together, Wayfair has options for just about every style and budget. And if you're planning a bigger home project, Wayfair Rewards is definitely something worth checking out. Members get 5% back every day, which is always a nice bonus when you're shopping for your home. Join Wayfair Rewards today to get 5% back on every purchase and start saving on your next home upgrade. Head to wayfair.com to shop all things home. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's be real for a second. Bank fees are one of those things that just drive me crazy. You're already trying to get ahead, and then your bank turns around and charges you for existing? No thanks. That's honestly why I like Chime. No monthly fees, no minimum balance fees, no overdraft fees. It just keeps things simple. I also love that you can earn 5% cash back in a category you choose, like gas or groceries. And you're already spending money on that stuff anyway. And on top of that, you're building credit through your everyday purchases with no credit check. If you're trying to be a little smarter with your money, Chime Savings Account earns a rate that's 9 times the national average, so your money can work a little harder for you. Plus, life happens if you're ever in a pinch. Eligible members can use SpotMe to overdraw up to $200 fee-free, and I think a lot of us can appreciate having that little bit of breathing room. I just like companies that make life a little easier instead of more complicated, and Chime is one of them. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/bunny. That's chime.com/BUNNIE. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Ask, tell, confess. Hello, friends. Welcome to another Ask Tell Confess.
Still going.
Mm-hmm.
Going.
Okay. I had to be dramatic.
This one, short and sweet, met a man that checked all my boxes, then told me to shit in his mouth or it was over. She is now single.
Why?
Okay.
So. Why? Did he want it soft or hard?
Yeah.
What?
How are you?
What's the problem here?
In the mouth?
And I shits on the bitch, like Notorious B.I.G. Yeah. He says that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've been paid to pee on people.
That, my other one says one time I had a guy want me to pee in his mouth.
Yeah, I've been paid to pee on people.
I get the peeing on people, but no, I don't get that. But in the mouth?
2 girls, 1 cup.
Mm.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. I heard
French
that was
kissing
fake.
Dookie.
You heard it was fake? Was it a Frosty? Kind of Frosty vibes.
I heard it was fake too. Yeah.
Kind of looks fake.
I don't know. So, I mean, more power to you, sister. I feel like you dodged a bullet. Like, what? How many other fucking, what is his, he's got a porta potty for a mouth? Like,
oh,
you're kissing that man and yeah, he's got fucking all sorts of other women's turds.
I wonder if they kissed before he asked.
Oh, maybe with a little bit of corn in it.
Oh.
You could pick corn
she
twice.
Said he checked all of her boxes.
Hold on,
so obviously,
not that box.
Yeah, obviously they've been doing some stuff, you
but,
know.
But I wonder what the trade-off is. Like, are there other qualities that are maybe good? Like, maybe he pays all our bills.
You know? The shit in his mouth, absolutely not.
Men are fucking just, fucking hate all
just
of them.
Saying, he could be a nice guy. He didn't cheat.
I'm sure he's a great guy, but you know, eating turds is probably the last thing you want to fucking do.
Well, he probably doesn't eat it. He probably just has it in his mouth and spits it out.
I feel like you know a lot more about this than you're willing to admit.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't hear anything. I just hear something that he likes to do behind closed doors. I didn't hear anything wrong with, you know, if it's a, you know, no harm, no foul, you know, it's like if.
It's definitely a foul.
That's 100% a foul.
Well, just put out some garbage bags.
I mean, do you like to eat shit?
Could you imagine if he lined? Could you imagine if she lined it like we do the toilets on the tour bus?
What if she had a fucking hemorrhoid and she's got to lay stand over him and scrunch? Like, nobody wants to see that. There's nothing attractive about that.
Yeah, and it
is. What if it's diarrhea and it splashes in his eyes? Like,
what if she had food coloring and it was fucking green?
There's so many. What if she ate? What if she ate asparagus the day before? Oh. You know, she's peeing, and you can't poop without peeing.
Yeah, so I feel like that's you're coming with both.
Mm. Yeah, two for one.
Yeah.
My partner and I bought a house in the country last year and have been battling a mouse problem. Oh. We finally felt like we got it under control. I was home from work one day and my dog was fixated on my partner's nightstand like he would track down critters in other parts of the house. I open the top drawer and see nothing. Close it, open the bottom drawer. Well, that's where we keep all of our adult toys. When I open the bottom drawer, there is a nest of shredded paper and six pink baby mice in his penis pump. I was beyond baffled. I FaceTimed him at work and the look of disbelief was incredible, but so valid. We've been so tickled by this and wanted to tell someone because it's hilarious. So this is my throwaway account. I've been waiting all week to share this with y'all.
In
the penis pump as well. Did they take a picture? Because I want to see a picture.
They burrowed in. They burrowed in because it's like a little hamster cage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You could never use that penis pump ever again. I hope they didn't use it again. And why is dude got a penis pump? Those things don't even really work. My ex used to use one. I've told you guys, I walked in on him in the closet.
Oh, in the closet. I remember that one.
Yeah, and I mean, he already had a fucking hog on him. So it was like,
I love that you refer to it as a hog.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, what are we doing? Like, it didn't do anything different.
Yeah, that's trauma.
It stretches the penis out and, like, hurts it more. I don't think it, like,
trauma dick is wild.
Maybe they like it because it makes all the blood rush to it. Maybe it's a sensitivity thing, but yeah. No, that's hilarious. I hope you guys fucking bomb the fuck out of your house, though. I would freak out with that many mice next to my bed. Oh, God.
Yeah, what'd you do with the mice? I'd like to know where they went.
In the fucking toilet. Yep. Yep. Listen, I free ladybugs. I do all of that. But mice living in your house, you got to make an example.
Take it out.
No, I get it. I live in the country. I got a cat for this exact reason because we have little mice out in the chicken coops and in the barn. And I can't handle that. And I'm terrified of them getting to the house. So you guys all know the series of Barn Cat Scar, but that right there, what were they doing while you were sleeping? That's what I would like to know. Were they running on your bed?
Oh, stop.
I just got the chills.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Think about it. They're
flush the whole house down the drain. I can't fucking do it.
She said burn the whole motherfucker
burn
down.
Burn the whole motherfucker down, Poogie. I'm over it.
That first whistle was like pre-cum.
Oh. Ooh.
A little edging.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. You guys ever been with a dude who's like, has so much pre-cum, their dick is wet all the time?
I'm gonna have to say no on that one.
That's a no for me, dog.
I'm sure. All the time?
Just like anytime they are excited, the pre-cum just fucking shoots out of their dick.
I think so. It's like, calm down.
It's just way, yeah.
Like, chill out.
It's so gross.
It's a little much.
I hate it. I can't.
It is a little much.
I'd like them dry.
Okay, I don't like them dry.
I like my bones dry.
Okay. Oh.
I don't want it so wet that you could jack it off with it, though. You know, like, that's wet.
Yeah.
You get like that?
I don't think so.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
I would say that I wouldn't have any comment because I've never experienced stuff like that. So.
You don't have pre-cum?
I do, just
you
not like that.
You never felt a guy's dick with pre-cum?
Yeah.
No, I mean, not a lot.
You never jacked off a friend? Never just fucking reached over and gave him the old handy J.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about it. What's wrong with you? No, never have.
You have thought about it?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts.
Let me hear some of them.
I figured out that there's a I didn't know that chickens and hens were like the same thing.
No, we're talking about you jacking off your friends.
Yeah, oh. Different kind of cock.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know more about this. You just found out chickens were chickens?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. Like when someone said hen, I thought that was different than a chicken.
Go back to the dicks.
Yeah. So how often do you think about jacking off your friends? Because
never.
A couple people were offended that you were defending the person on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
With the shitting in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I'm not a kink shamer. I don't know. It's just if he's not hurting anybody, I wouldn't share like a cup with him.
Yeah.
You know?
A cup of what?
Like orange juice. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Like a water bottle. I wouldn't like actively share things with that person, like a vape.
Okay. Poop vape is wild.
Yeah. Mm. But no, people were.
This
upset.
Is why you can't drink after.
What's
people?
The difference you between a vape and a cup? Your mouth's still on it.
I know.
He said he's not doing
it. Yeah, I'm not doing either with that person because I know that he likes to do that in his spare time. So
but what if he didn't tell you? Like, how many joints have you shared with your friends in the past? What if they were all shit eaters?
What if they were poop mouths?
I'm going to now think about that. So
a lot
he's
of people
never sharing joints again.
Never again. Actually, that's pretty gross.
Remember back in the old days when people used to sit around in like a smoke circle and everybody would hit the same blunt?
Yeah,
and
back
all
in
that.
The day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they still do it.
Oh, they for sure do.
Oh, yeah. They
yeah. Until I almost died, I was doing it. Anyone that handed me something, I was sharing.
We had one.
I know.
You know?
Very small. Circle,
I don't know where your mouth has been.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Look, I don't know about you, but recently I looked at my closet and realized I had a ton of clothes hanging there that I just wasn't wearing anymore. Hundreds of dollars were literally just sitting in my wardrobe while I complained about having nothing to wear. That's when I tried Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand marketplace app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra cash. Listing my items was ridiculously quick, and when someone bought me my favorite jacket, Vinted generated a prepaid shipping label right away, so I could drop it off hassle-free. What I love most is that there are no seller fees, so you actually keep every single dollar you earn from your sales. It feels amazing to clear out the clutter, refresh my style, and get extra money back in my pocket. Ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money? Download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the US on Vinted.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, you do. You always would.
Haley,
I feel like there's some stories.
You've been getting some dick lately.
Dicked down.
Yeah, you've been getting some. Grandma don't watch anymore, so we could talk about this.
Revenge body for sure.
You have been getting some dick lately, so we don't know where that mouth has been, girl. Tell everybody how you were getting eaten out on your balcony. And then sent the dude home afterwards.
Bye.
She said,
"It was my birthday. I don't care.
Bye."
You guys, let me paint the picture though. Haley's neighbor is
right across
there.
The way. Yeah. Window.
That was a free
shitty window.
I remember looking into your neighbor's home. I know what kind of dog they have.
I know he's a redhead.
They
That's
know what
how
your vagina
close
looks
he
like
is.
Now.
It was covered by his head.
I know, but you weren't moaning in that alleyway like a fucking alley cat. Because it's like she lives in like this alleyway.
Imagine your neighbors being like, is there cats fighting outside?
But honestly, like, you know when you're drunk, though, and you like really can't hear?
Yeah. So you don't know what was happening.
So Maybe I don't know how loud or I don't know.
Why'd you just send him home afterwards?
Why did I?
Yeah.
Because I don't really like him.
How can you?
I hope you're not watching this right now. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Like, listen, if you are going to fucking, no, please be honest. I love that. If you're going to give me head though, you're definitely sticking your dick in because I don't feel fulfilled after getting head.
You can't just get head. That.
Like if you're going to eat me out, you're sticking it in. Like this is a full-time job. You're not doing
I didn't want to.
But have you been dicked down by him before? You know what it's like? Oh, you didn't even know what it was like.
I didn't want to know. What
damn, you were just like, eat me out and fucking.
It was my birthday.
You guys, we're going to Jackson Hole tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
You guys,
I love Wyoming.
We're going fucking whitewater rafting.
Not excited.
Okay.
I have such bad anxiety.
Fucking terrified.
No, I have anxiety too, but you want to know why? Because anybody we ask that has gone whitewater rafting, we're like, oh, was it fun? And they're all like, no.
Yeah, not a single person.
But it was somebody else too. There was somebody else who had gone. Who was
Jeffrey.
It?
Jeffrey. Jeffrey literally was like, why?
What? Jeffrey Star was like, you know when Jeffrey's asking us why we're doing something that it's, and he's already done it? It sucks.
Yes.
So nobody has literally said that whitewater rafting is cool. And I'm petrified. And then not to mention, you're going through all these fucking crazy waves and literally you have a string to hold on to.
Would your mom
say? In an inflatable boat.
Yeah, her mom said,
you have to dig your feet like under so you don't come out. But I'm like, what if the whole thing flips?
So you don't come out. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh,
have you never watched it?
You're bouncing.
Like, that's why the waiver says like you have to sign that basically you could
fly out, fall hit your head out and
hit your head on a rock and die. You didn't see that part?
It's like riding a bull.
I didn't read the waiver.
Oh, I read every single line.
It's like riding a bull.
I was so scared.
The entire time?
Yes, mm-hmm. Except
for
you could
2 hours?
It's 2 hours long?
Yes.
Haley didn't know.
Haley.
Haley just found out.
2 hours? On that fucking raft?
2 hours is just bucking all the time? I don't believe that. There's no way. I have a broken neck. Riding, I can't fucking
do
that.
So we're going to be so sore from that. And then we're going to have to use the same strength to white water.
I got 10 minutes.
I wonder if they have
they just like pull us out of the water.
Wait, you know when they like don't actually send you and they just like set you in one spot? Like a mechanical bull?
Can we just go in circles?
And Jeffrey also said it depends on the day because it's sort of like hot air ballooning. It's like it depends on the weather. So like had it rained a lot or anything, it's going to be extra. Or if like...
If the water's like calm and cool, I'm good with 2 hours. If it's a category 6, like my mom said, is like for Olympic like type level, that's when she said I wouldn't do it. She did category 4.
It can't be like that the whole time. I'm not getting on it if it's like that the whole time. Okay? I'm just going to tell you guys that right the fuck now.
We all get there in our wetsuits and she says, no. And we like squeak away.
Wait, that'd be so funny. Yeah.
Like, dude, no.
I wish they had a simulator so we could like feel like what it would be like prior.
Fuck,
I wish I could watch the people. All right,
if anybody has gone whitewater rafting, please leave us a fucking comment.
Let us know because we do it like,
Sunday.
After this comes out. So you guys have time. DM us.
No, don't DM us. Leave it in the fucking comments. I need to know.
We have to know immediately.
And I need truth. Don't sugarcoat it.
Have you ever gone, Jaime?
No, I've never gone to White Rat. No.
Oh, okay.
It sounds scary though. If you have to wear a helmet.
We're
going to
have GoPros on too.
Yep.
Oh God.
Sounds like a very white activity.
We're going to be, we're going to be vlogging this shit. So, oh man.
Oh, okay.
Who's holding the camera? Because I'm not.
I think Jason got connected to our mic.
Jason got a check.
All you see is my nose the entire time.
Just like, oh my God, those 360 cameras?
Yeah. Of like the horse, where it's just the side of a horse.
No, I'm pretty sure Jason got us a chest strap for one of us to wear.
She says, all right, buckle up, because this is one of the dumbest things I've ever done. So last year on a random Sunday, me and my husband were deep in the Sunday scaries. Dreading work the next day, super anxious. So we convince ourselves alcohol is self-care. So we start drinking.
Damn.
A few drinks in, I don't know what this means. A few drinks in, the conversation somehow shifted to boofing.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Cash chat.
We're going to ask.
Wait.
I guess I know what it means now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I started talking about how I'd heard stories of girls soaking tampons in vodka and shoving them up their asses to get drunk faster. Did I have tampons? No. Did that stop me? No. So what I did have was a stainless steel straw. So in a moment of pure brilliance, I grabbed the metal straw, put a little lube on the end, and shoved it up my ass while my husband attempted to blow beer through the straw like we were conducting some kind of hillbilly science experiment. The second the beer hit my ass, I realized two things. Beer is freezing cold internally. Carbonation has no business being in your colon. It felt so cold and bubbly that I immediately started laughing uncontrollably. And apparently when you laugh with carbonated beer in your ass, your body turns into a pressurized keg. The fizz and the pressure built up for approximately half a second before the beer launched directly back out of my ass through the straw and straight into my husband's mouth.
Mouth?
Because he was blowing it. Because he just
blew
it.
And she blew it back. She said, needless to say, our experiment ended immediately and we spent the next 10 minutes scream laughing while he wiped Coors Light ass foam off his face.
Dude. That's fucking so gross, dude. Oh my God. That's love.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Someone get her a Coors Light and a straw.
I got a straw. You.
I used to put cocaine up my ass.
How?
So you would take, you know, little baby syringes. You don't put the needle on it, but you know, the thing that you, you know,
I like feed my kids Benadryl.
You would cut the line. You would cut the line out. And then you pour the line into that little thing and then you put water in it and you shake it and then you stick it up your ass and just inject it in your ass. Yeah. A lot of people do stuff like that. Best way to ever do cocaine. Would never do it again. This was in my 20s, guys. Don't
judge
me. Yeah,
don't do cocaine now.
It has, yeah, don't. No. Do not. Don't. Do not do as I say. Okay? No. Do not do as I do or say.
It's too scary to do drugs nowadays. Yeah.
I am so fucking... No. Dude, no. I won't even touch a rail at a bar because I'm afraid somebody did like a line there. Yeah. La, la, la. No way. Could never.
Who told us the story the other day that someone accidentally dropped...
My friend told me an ass tell confess in person at the Redneck Rumble that his friend was at a certain bar that I cannot say on Broadway. And it was a...
The friend had just gotten...
A bag of weed.
No.
Was it weed? Oh, it was coke? Okay, well, I thought it was weed.
No.
This makes it even worse. He dropped it in the toilet.
Wait.
And he was... He was so like
hard on times.
Yep. That he got it out of the toilet and still.
No. He drank the water.
Yeah. You know what? I stopped listening.
Hold on. I have to retell that story.
Okay. That's
this
man.
I thought it was weed. Accidentally spills the cocaine into the toilet water and was so hard on times that he drank the toilet water.
You guys know I'm big on making things feel like us, and that's exactly what we wanted with BunnyXO.com. We wanted a storefront that looked polished, felt on brand, and made shopping easy. And Shopify made that happen. When we started building BunnyXO.com, I was honestly surprised by how simple it was. Their templates and AI tools helped us get everything up and running fast, so we could spend more time creating and less time trying to figure out the technical side of things. Then, once we launched, Shopify Checkout made the buying experience so smooth. People could find what they wanted, check out without a bunch of extra steps, and hearing that little when an order comes through never gets old. And that's when it really felt like, okay, this is real. And anytime we have a question or want to try something new, Shopify's Sidekick has been there to help. Whether it's brainstorming ideas, solving a problem, or helping us work more efficiently, it's like having an extra member of the team built right into Shopify. If you've been thinking about starting your own business, Shopify gives you everything you need to get started from day one. Check out BunnyXO.com to see what we've built and visit Shopify.com to start building yours. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. If you're serious about hearing your first, start your free trial at shopify.com/BUNNIE today. You heard that right. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/bunny. That's shopify.com/bunny. Can I ask y'all something? When was the last time you actually looked at your phone bill? Because I swear, it just keeps creeping up. That's why Mint Mobile makes so much sense to me. During their summer sale, every plan is just $15 a month, even unlimited. It's a great way to free yourself from big wireless and all the gimmicks and gotchas. You still get premium wireless on the T-Mobile 5G network with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. Plus, you can keep the phone you already love. Keep your current number and choose the plan that works best for you. 3, 6, or 12 months. Switching to Mint was honestly so easy, and I haven't noticed a difference in the quality of my service, which was the biggest thing I was worried about. I'm still getting great coverage. I'm just paying way less for it. I should have switched a long time ago. If there's an easy way to save money every month without giving something up, I'm all for it. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BUNNIE. That's mintmobile.com/bunny. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bunny. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 a month equivalent, taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only, greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabyte hotspot, capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You know what's funny? Is because he DM'd me a little after and was like, I heard my friend told you about my story.
You know the person?
I don't know him, but like he is always like liking my stories and stuff.
Well, that dude might be hard on money and you might need to help the guy out because who the fuck would drink toilet water?
Listen, I
have done some weird shit when I was strung out on drugs too, but I have never drank toilet water. Like, that's crazy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Especially at a bar.
Yeah.
This wasn't like his toilet. This was
I'm going to throw up.
I mean, listen, let's just pray for that dude because he's obviously.
I just want to know, did you flush before or not? Or like, what if you had
You peed? Can't flush because it won't have drugs in it.
If you had peed and then dropped the
He
bag.
Was probably just in the stall to do the cocaine. Mm. Yeah. Someone's asking our advice. They said that they've been seeing a guy for about a month now and they're both lawyers.
But lawyers or voyeurs?
Lawyers.
Okay.
They're lawyers.
Big difference.
And they work in two different legal fields at law firms over an hour away from each other. The last time I saw him, he did tell me he is considering bringing his clients to the law firm that I have been at for 4 years, and he would become a partner at that same firm. So he would essentially then become one of my bosses. Should I end things before that happens? I don't want to be the associate who's sleeping with the boss. But in all fairness, I was sleeping with him before he became my boss. I'm very afraid to mix business with pleasure.
Mm, that's a good one.
Haley.
Yeah. Be happy.
I think that if you end things with him before he gets there, it's going to make things awkward between you guys. Or you're going to have sexual tension all the time and end up just banging in the fucking... Are you horny, honey?
No, I'm not.
And they'll end up banging in the office. But I also see her other point as like she doesn't, you know, but you guys were dating before.
I feel like it should just be said to the firm like ahead of time before
send
that
a memo
transition
or something.
Happens.
Send an email.
Send an email.
Per my last email.
How are they not publicly dating? Is that what the problem is?
It doesn't seem like it's, I mean, it's only been a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe be public.
And yeah. Yeah, but
they might not hire him if they're dating. Mm. Some firms are like that. Like they won't let.
You can't mix business and pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's a tough one. I don't really know how to answer that.
I don't know, but I love sexual tension.
I think if. Listen, I always say follow your heart, though. Like if you think this dude is the one and you guys like have right. a chance.
I almost feel like it would be messier to end it too early.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and I didn't hear any other issues. Like if he was like cheating or, but yeah. this seems to be the only issue is how you feel, how you think you're going to feel when everyone else finds out. That doesn't yeah. seem like a.
That is true. You're kind of playing off of an emotion of what could happen yeah. versus what is happening.
We call mm-hmm. that future tripping.
There you go.
Your future tripping. So, I mean, but.
Future maxing.
Yeah, future maxing. Yeah, I think I say fucking just go for it and just be honest with people. Mm-hmm. I started a fuck buddy situationship after getting out of a bad relationship. My friends with benefit was a dreamy 6'2 bartender I worked with at the time. He was hot. He had confidence and a swagger I couldn't deny. He bragged at how he loved going down on women and promised when I got to experience that, it would change my world. That with the fact that he had a big dick. I was genuinely giddy when the time came to experience this alleged mind-blowing experience. We're in my bed and he starts making his way down south. He's butt-ass naked, fully bricked up, and he starts his magic. I'm laying there trying to get into it because it wasn't quite what I was expecting, and then it happened. He farted. One long poof. And it just kept going like nothing happened. And he just kept going like nothing happened. It smelled very bad. And I didn't know what to do. I pushed myself up and said I didn't think I could get into this, into the right mood. And he said we should chill out for a bit. He was offended and then told me that maybe, just maybe, I had a weird vagina. No, bro. Maybe you should make an effort to hold it in when you've talked such a big game.
Was he in like sniper position or?
I think he was crouching tiger.
Crouching tiger. Oh, crouching yeah, tiger. That'll do it.
That'll do it. His demonstration was wild.
Stop.
Dude. Okay, first of all, ladies, if a man tells you he can eat pussy, he cannot.
Nope.
Any dude that brags about eating the cat. And being a fucking a pro at it does not even, can't even find the knob. Mm-hmm. All right. They're liars. I've trust me. they don't know what they're fucking talking mm-hmm. about. Secondly, normally men who have big dicks and swagger and are super hot are just going to be a fucking letdown.
Yeah.
Not one of them is going to be a great story to write home about unless you just fuck them and leave and never talk to them again. Other than that, the majority of the time they are a disappointment. Speaking from experience. So
yeah,
I had one time.
Oh, I'm sad.
Say it. I'm ready. I'm thirsty.
One time there was this guy. We used to call him Carlos Asada because he was.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. So fitting. All right, so we called him Carlos Asada because he was so hot. I'm talking like, oh my God, this dude was just unbelievably hot and just perfect body, in shape, beautiful face. And one night I finally got to take him for a spin and we went to his house and I had been drinking tequila and all that stuff. Anyways, I go down on him and he smells so bad. So fucking bad to the point where I didn't even want to have sex with him. I just ended up sucking him off. I get in my car to go home and all I can smell mm-hmm. is that smell of him. And I'm literally on the 215 with a fucking bag from Smith's, a grocery bag, projectile vomiting as I'm driving down the freeway because he smelled so bad.
Nada on the Asada.
Yes, not on the Asada, baby. I'm telling you. Oh, no. No, it was so bad, dude. God, I never looked at him the same and never fucking never like didn't double dip.
What did it smell like? Back.
It was just putrid. It was so, I don't know. You know how some guys cum smells really bad?
Yeah, it was.
It was that.
She's having PTSD flashbacks. It was right
that.
Now.
It was that. I can't do it. If you don't eat right and you're just eating fucking garbage every day, your ejaculation is going to smell so bad. Clean it up.
I'm kind of gagging a little bit.
No, stop. No, I'm a little nauseous.
So anyways, honey, we're sorry that you experienced that. So yeah.
All right.
Yep.
How the fuck do I follow Nada Asada?
I told you guys, I got some good ones this week.
Hey, can we open our presents real quick?
So Jason gave us some presents and we don't know what's in here.
This whole segment could be cut.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
I'm not prepared for altogether? My husband's humor.
Dude, he stapled these or taped them
it's
shut.
It's Christmas bags for me and it's yeah, May.
You used my Christmas bags.
It's fucking May 5th.
Do you want this back?
No.
Okay, I was like, I can't get it open without ripping it. I got a stash of them.
I got tape.
We're taped.
I'm nervous.
God, you guys are faster than me.
What in the hell?
Mine's great. Mine is great. What does yours say?
Wait. Oh, wait, oh, they're different.
Jason!
mine says, eating beef, blasting queefs. What did yours say, Jaime?
This is lesbians eat what? And it's a bunch of cats.
And it's got a bunch of cats on the thing. That stop, is so funny, dude.
Mine says, in my cream pie era.
Oh my God. That is fucking stop, awesome.
Says, pound my cake, daddy.
I love that.
Wait, do we wear these next episode?
We should.
Yeah, let's wear them next episode.
We're wearing these next episode.
Totally down. Jason, where did you find these?
This is insane.
Do you like this? Eating beef, blasting queefs? He doesn't even know what's happening. All right, we love you guys. See you guys next week. Bye.